opinion are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
All right, welcome, listeners. You're here with Chuck Indereeden. We've got Cindy here and Matt, as always, here at Shooter's Corner here in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska, as always. If you missed last week's show, you can always go to kfarradio.com and click on that link, Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereeden. Scroll down past our bio and look at the archives there. Teresa's doing an excellent job getting these shows posted on there, like within minutes of us finishing. They're like hot off the press.
Chuck is so happy. So happy. Good morning, everybody. It's Boise Bell.
All right, that was funny. That was funny. Just got done playing how many games of pickleball?
Four games. We got senior games.
Four games, which is like the equivalent of one tennis game.
I guess you can say that. Whatever you want to say, Chuck.
Yeah, fair enough. Appreciate it. Matt, how are you doing today?
I am alive and well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, good. I was always sporting that red beard.
Absolutely.
You almost look like a pirate.
Like a pirate with disabilities.
Chuck's supporting
that. Your eyes are straight.
Yeah, not for long.
Not for the.
They're supporting the Arctic highlight.
What is wrong with you?
I'm choking on my apple pill.
I don't even think to ask you what that is.
I was eating the apple prior.
All right, cool. If you have any questions, comments today, always call in 907-458-TALK, 458-8255. You can also live stream as well at kfarradio.com. Just click on that big orange ball that says listen live. Let's start the show. Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Just remember, freedom is not a bargaining chip, although a lot of our politicians seem to think that it is. Remember, the Second Amendment is not to regulate you. It is to regulate whom? The government. Shotgun class is still this weekend. We still have slots available. It's a one day, 10-hour class. Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be on Sunday, August 9th, and I get it. Like a lot of other stuff going on, we got the Alaska Senior Games going on.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yep, Cindy's playing pickleball and that. Maybe she'll take home the gold again this year.
We got
stiff competition, though.
There is some amazing competition.
Stiff competition or old competition. I don't know. How do you
should that
be phrased?
Both.
Yeah.
No.
Stiff and old. Like, when you say stiff competition, it's because they like rheumatoid arthritis is set in. I think I can hit the ball.
Chuck, did you forget you're a senior and you play pickleball?
How dare you?
On the radio, throw them under the bus. That is crazy.
Dang.
We've got some excellent players. Sue Hoover and Grace Mender are awesome.
Yeah.
They are amazing players.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome for you. Get out there and get your cardio up and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. What is today? Anybody know? What's significant about today? I'll give you a tip.
Give me a tip, please.
Today, August 7th, 1782, George Washington created the Badge of Military Merit, also known as the
Purple Heart.
The Purple Heart.
Oh, nice.
To honor soldiers wounded in battle, often by firearms, during the American Revolutionary War. This was one of the first instances of formal recognition for soldiers injured by gunfire in U.S. history.
You know, there's a fun fact about the Purple Heart. There hasn't been a single one actually made using a machine or a press since World War II. The military actually anticipated a lot of casualties because
you got some feedback or
I think so, a little bit.
I don't know if it was just the other humming in my head.
I thought it was the headphones. No, but the military assumed that we weren't going to have nuclear capabilities in time, so we were actually going to have to do a ground invasion of mainland Japan. And so they started mass producing Purple Hearts to anticipate those soldiers and those Marines, Naval, pretty much everyone. They anticipated a lot of injuries, and then the two nuclear bombs did what they were intended to do. So there is just a excess of Purple Hearts. So there hasn't been one manufactured in 70-plus years.
Because where were they originally made?
originally made.
But they were hand forging them back in like 1782.
They had to have.
But you know those little award patches? Jamie made those outside of Leavenworth, Kansas. She would hand put those little badges that.
No. She was making the like. Yes. I got it. That was for military uniforms current today, not in 1782.
Not in 1782, okay. No. Yeah,
Jamie was doing that back then.
Yes.
Okay. Latest news. As always, SIG just keeps podcasts and radio shows going.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner SIG segment.
Yeah, the SIG shame summer.
Oh, yes, yeah. The SIG slander summer. Yeah, there we go.
It's not slander, because
not slander,
it's true.
No.
All right, yeah, continue on. What do we have going on in today's world there, Matt, with Mr.
So
SIG?
So, in other news, SIG, yet again, it looks like a former employee, I actually don't have the name down, but there was a patent filed as early as 2016. It's an application. It hasn't been approved yet, but it was an application for a improved thumb safety. And in the patent, it describes fixtures made to it that could be concerning or relating to unintentional discharges from the firearm itself. Now, as we know, currently it's the sear itself, or the piece that's holding the striker back, that is the issue with the MIM and just cheap quality products. But it looks like almost 10 years ago, they had an idea of an uncommanded discharge happening, knew about it, and did nothing with it. And it took an employee leaving the company for someone to say, hey, there's an issue. I want to try to fix this. Now, the application, again, hasn't gone through. It's not the fix that we know now that it should have been, but it, all things considered, it seems like this has been a known problem for 10 plus years or so.
Since at least 2016 when this patent was filed.
When the application, yeah. So that means someone quit before that. They had to go through the process for filing a patent. They had to have, because I mean, the DOD doesn't just get firearms. There's a whole procurement process. It takes years and years and years to figure this out. So I'd say probably at the earliest 2010, this was a known issue. And that person finally said, you know what, I'm done, and decided to try to fix things. And who knows where he's at now. I think he did a live stream the other day, but I didn't get to watch all of it. But it seems very known that there was an issue, and this was a way to remedy the problem.
He's probably still alive, though. He's not like Hillary Clinton's friends.
No, he didn't get the CIA's journalism award.
Yeah. All right. And that's it. That concludes our latest update.
That ends the SIG segment.
Who dug that up?
I'm not sure. I know you can just look up patent applications and patents. So I imagine someone typed in SIG Sauer and just started combing through it. It just kind of blew up on Reddit, and then as everything follows Instagram and YouTube. So I'm not too sure. I'll have to look into that. Actually, as I speak, credit to StrangeSleep7404 on Reddit for discovering the patent application and posted it to the SIG Sauer subreddit, which they are notorious for
screening and blocking.
Screening, blocking, deleting anything that's negative to the P320 in any sort of manner.
Yeah, it's interesting. All right, well, I don't want to get into our next event until after the break, because, like, this is going to be exciting. We're going to actually demo here in the studio, live.
I already played it with it.
Don't give it up, Cindy. This is our hook. We got to keep everybody past the break.
Okay. Yeah. You got to come back. You got to hear about this.
Yeah, we got some really good information on like training tools, if you will.
You're giving the hook.
All right. I don't know what I want to talk about then.
Commercial break.
Yeah, it sounds like commercial
break. I love that music. Hey, so check this out. When we come back, we're going to talk about Vanish. I guess that's the easiest way to describe
it.
I think it's the only way. It's an acronym, VNSH. And then we're going to also start talking about our long-range rifle class.
I'm excited to hear
that.
Yeah,
we're going to give some tidbits about some of the science and stuff that's going to be involved with that. So, hey, stay tuned here. Chuck, Cindy, Matt here at Shooter's Corner, KFAR 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back after this break.
Today's Valley's Fishing Report is proudly brought to you by 49th State Remodeling and Restoration, Alaska's trusted name in quality work. From drywall and painting to full kitchen and bath remodels, pressure washing, flood and fire restoration, even sandblasting, gutter cleaning, driveway surfacing, and log home restoration. Summer or winter, they'll even go remote, serving Alaska statewide with over 20 years of experience. Call 907-378-5610. Remodel, restore, big or small, they handle it all. Your upgrade starts with 49th State Remodeling and Restoration.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Jason Galbraith here from Edgewood, New Mexico. You reeled in an 11.74 pounder, had some tremendous fishing here in Valdez. How did the rest of the boat do?
Buddy did great. When we were weighing them, we had seven or eight of them that were 9.5. We had some 10s. We limited out. It was a good trip. I believe that my wife caught the next one that was down. Her dad caught one that was big. He might have ended up on the board too, the second. I can't remember.
And derby prizes, you guys got on the derby board, right?
We did.
And the prizes, what were they like? I think you took the first place daily prize, right? And got on the overall leaderboard?
I did. We got t-shirts, I got a Valdez Derby rain jacket, wet weather jacket. We got coupons from about three or four different places. The Prospect, the Mermaid, or I guess it's the Fat Mermaid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did. We had pizza there. We went and stopped and got stuff at the Prospector. It was amazing.
The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you by the Valdez Convention and Visitors Bureau. Of course, there's great fishing in Valdez, but plan to spend an extra day or two kayaking, taking a glacier cruise, or just hiking to take in the astounding views. For more information on tours, events, trails, and a place to lay your head, visit ValdezAlaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
If silver salmon fishing in Valdez is in your plans, stop into Frontier Outfitters before you get on the road for all the fishing gear, licenses, and tags you'll need. From rods to reels, from lures to lines, and nets to sunglasses, Frontier Outfitters knows what you need for a successful trip. Why waste your valuable fishing time looking for gear in Valdez when it's at Frontier Outfitters today? Plus, marine parts and equipment downstairs at Century Hardware. Make Frontier Outfitters your first stop. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing, unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue. Take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole.
Hey Fairbanks, Bryant from Auto Trim Design. Now's the perfect time to get your work trucks set up right. From toppers, back racks, beacons, running board seat covers, floor liners, bed slides, ladder racks, and so much more. Auto Trim Design has everything you need to tackle any job. Our commercial toppers keep your equipment and tools secure and out of the elements. Need to keep your bed organized? Add a deck drawer system to easily access all your gear. Contact Auto Trim Design for your professional truck grade accessories today.
Customized by Auto Trim.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 76. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Forecast tonight, slight chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 54. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 66. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt at Shooter's Corner. If you have any questions or comments, always call in at 458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And you can always listen live at KFARradio.com as well. Just click on that big orange ball. Before the break, we were talking about, another SIG thing. But nonetheless, we were also talking about Purple Heart Day is today. And then Cindy interrupted us with an apple, we thought pill. It was actually part of the peel.
Peel.
It was apple. Her Idaho Boise accent that threw us all off in here.
Said
so
peel.
We're glad we were able to get that clarified.
As I was choking, but.
You weren't choking. As long as you're talking, you weren't choking. No. You had air exchange.
Air all exchange, right. That's it.
So cool. So Rob Rothamel sent me a training device. And so.
Tell them who Rob is.
Rob was one of the guys who would help us out and instructed in classes and stuff like that with C4. And then he ended up having to move to Arizona because his wife got reassigned to, was it Davis Monthan or whatever the one's outside of
Tucson. She's Air Force.
Yeah, Air Force. So nonetheless, a shout out to them. But
Rob sent a surprise gift.
Yeah. And it doesn't really have like a name. It's just VNSH. We'll just call it Vanish for all intents and purposes. So it's a digital steel laser target. We're on their website looking at it right now. So VNSH.com. And it's kind of cool. One of the other things that they'll sell as well is these little laser inserts that you could put in there, which are basically like for 9mm. I think they made them for 45. They make them for a 380. They said that there's other calibers that are going to be coming online as well.
Sorry. It's called the Vanish Laser Strike System. They have 380, 40 Smith & Wesson, 45 ACP, 9mm is sold out, and 223556.
Oh, well, there you go. My only issue with that whole system, though, is you literally have to, especially with a Glock, striker fire, you have to reset the trigger every time.
Yeah.
That's kind of my only throwback to it. And I think sometimes systems like that can tend to create training scars.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you get a lot of reps doing that, and then like all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, I got to draw my gun and then shoot bad guy. Like boom, and then what are you going to do?
Yep.
Some people will naturally go right back and try to rack that slide.
Yep.
And it's like, that's a no bueno. However, I was thinking to myself, will this work with a cert pistol? Because it's shooting a laser. And it's not mounted on a shark's head, because that would be cool.
Freaking laser beams.
Yeah, but
I'm not buying you a pet pistol. Shark.
I can't have a shark?
No.
All right. So I have a laser pistol, a cert pistol, shot indicating resetting trigger. It technically will fire two lasers, but I have it set up for single laser mode, right? And we're going to try this thing out. We're going to turn it on.
For the viewers, unless you're driving,
and
close
like,
your eyes and picture this. It's
yeah.
a box.
Yeah.
It's so about four inches by 4 inches.
Looks like an old-fashioned alarm clock.
That Cindy would never wake up to.
That's right.
It has a green dot in the center for you to aim at.
Yep.
It comes with other adapters that basically make the sensor area smaller. So if you need a more precision shot, then you can make it like a... I think like a 2-inch circle. Like right now, I would say, what is that? Like a 3-inch in diameter, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
You can make it all the way down to like a 1-inch in diameter circle. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it literally makes a sound when you shoot it. Can you hear that? It literally sounded like a little, I don't know. Oops. I don't know what I just did.
You had a SIG somewhere.
Oh, that was a... It just went off on its own.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds like a
my target just had an uncommanded discharge.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm tapping on it.
Nothing.
I have nothing. Nothing. I didn't drop it. I don't think it was my laser eyes.
No?
Okay.
But interesting. I'll twist it just like the SIG.
Just like the SIG.
Twisting it. Okay, it's not going off. All right.
We're good.
For now.
All clear.
It appears to be safe.
Are we Israeli carrying it? Oh, no, it's going off.
I didn't. You guys just saw that. I was holding it in my left hand, and my target just went off. Oh, I know what it is.
I was going to say.
Cindy's LiDAR from her iPhone is setting it off.
Yep. No, because I was thinking the same thing. Is that going to work with a Manus pistol? And as she's pointing at it, it is going cyclic right now. It is full auto.
And I'm videotaping. So
but see, if I go like this.
And block it.
It stops.
That's math.
Yeah. Matt put his hand in front of the LiDAR. Oh, there it goes.
Yep.
That is freaking cool if you think about it.
That's pretty cool.
So what other systems would this potentially work with then? Because that's kind of infrared spectrum, is it?
LiDAR
is infrared.
But the CERT, that's VIS, but I think it's because the sensor is picking up on every wavelength a directed laser, because the glass for the viewers or the listeners, the glass is diffused, so if a laser hits it, it can hit multiple points to alert the system saying, hey, something shot at us, make a sound. I imagine the Mantis system would work with that. If it's working with an iPhone's little facial scanning and rearward scanning focus adjustment pieces, which use LiDAR, I imagine it would work with the Mantis system. There's another company that pretty much does the same thing. I mean, if you really wanted to, you could put a boresight laser in there and just practice going from the low ready to at your target.
On target,
and then
you
could, you know, rack it every single time. But I think it will work with any laser. You might even try it with your garage door. See if that works.
I don't know. I don't think garage door openers. I think they're RF.
But I think the laser that tells
the cross beam.
Yeah.
Hey, what about
interesting. I wonder if you could set this up. I'm not going to go really deep here. As like a command detonator.
Oh, you absolutely could. When I went through the counter improvised explosive device course, we would use garage door openers as actuators. It's the same thing that's been seen overseas.
Exactly.
It's the moment that relay is broken, which it's the same premise that your garage door works, right? There is a constant laser saying, yes, we are active. No, nothing's crossing through. Well, the moment that relay is broken by something going in front of it, it sets a switch and it cuts it off. So that's why your garage door stops moving if you go and cross it. Many kids, they'll go to close the garage door. As they go out the garage, they jump over the laser. If you were like me, you hit your head on the garage door because you don't realize how tall you are. But you're trying to avoid that so the garage doesn't stop. And I imagine it's working on the same thing. But yeah, I mean, that's a cool device. Can you talk about the price yet?
It's got a magnet.
It's magnetic. Oh, gosh.
I just noticed it had two little...
Where can I
silver
buy stock?
Things on the back. And I was like, is this magnetic? And it's like...
I'd like to invest.
No, because
I just stuck it to the
microphone
mount. But that's actually a pretty decent magnet, too.
Oh,
it's not going to shift.
Applied Ballistics has a dry fire trainer that you put your phone up, and then it has a laser, kind of like a snap cap.
Mm-hmm.
But you aim at one target, and then it tells you where you were aiming with a... IR laser, so the phone's picking that up. And when you pull the trigger, it'll flash onto the target. The phone picks this up as well. So you have a point of aim, point of impact, but it also shows a bunch of squiggly lines to show how unsteady or steady your grip is.
Kind of like how the Mantis does.
Yeah. So I imagine you do that with, or you can use that system with this, where you have the applied ballistics on one target for close range or maybe long range engagements, and then you have some of these set up to practice target transitions. You could really create a whole system. This seems to have solved the problem that a lot of people have with the dry fire systems is I only have one target. Or I'm shooting.
Yeah, I've got two of them.
Picture. Yeah.
He sent two.
That's perfect.
Yeah, Rob sent us two of these things. I was kind of thinking like maybe we could use them for like clearing home or something like that. I don't know.
That'd be practice from upstairs.
You know, like, if you have a cat and you're like playing with a laser and stuff like that and you just want to freak your cat out or something.
Maybe train for some pistol competitions, set them up as shoot and no-shoot targets, and then all that sort of stuff.
Exactly. And what does this thing run?
This runs $49.97, shipping calculated at cost. That is insanely cheap, especially if you already have a CERT pistol or any of you. This is not a paid promotion. Chuck came in, showed it to us for 5 minutes. We all acted like three-year-olds with it. And
especially Cindy.
Yeah.
Like doing some FBI squat and all kinds of weird stuff.
That's right.
I don't know.
Yeah. But for $50, that's
it's entertaining.
Pretty crazy. Now, the laser strike system.
Now, hold on.
Anything.
Before we leave off of this, though,
it
is USB rechargeable.
Is it really?
Oh, there we go.
So it has a little USB port on the back as well, so that you can recharge.
What are the notches on top?
The notches on top are switches.
Okay.
It's called backlight, so you can make it minimum or maximum. So, like, that's maximum. That's minimum. Didn't really change much.
No, not really. I was playing.
And then
earlier.
The volume was max or minimum, so you could probably.
Oh, that's really
turn
quiet.
It off.
Do you need my phone again?
So if you're trying to dry fire and your spouse gets easily upset with random tingings, you can really turn it down.
Yeah, like if you're just laying on your back in bed or something like that, shooting this by the TV. Yeah.
The home intruder defense drill just from the couch or the bed. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah. It's so interesting. I didn't think, we got to get ready to go into our mandatory break here, but I didn't think Mantis projected any laser, though.
Yeah.
I thought it was all proximity sensors and accelerometers.
No, they have the main laser system. So they have one that clips onto the Picatinny or the bottom
of
the
pistol. Right,
that's
what I
have. That'll use
lasers. Mantis 10.
And then I forget which model it is, but it's the newer generation that came out 2 years ago, and it does shoot a laser out of the barrel.
All right. Well, we have to go into our mandatory break. We'll finish up a little conversation about this thing here real quick, because I want to talk about their little laser strike system, and then we're going to talk about the long-range rifle course that that Matt and I and Cindy are putting together. So stay tuned here. Shooter's Corner, KFAR Radio, 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back after this mandatory break.
Interested in your health? Catch Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper, Saturdays at noon on KFAR.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with his security cabinet today to talk next steps in Gaza. He tells Fox News that Israel intends to take control of the Gaza Strip and that they're doing everything they can to save the hostages.
People say you can't both release the hostages and eliminate Hamas, and I disagree. I think so far we've shown that we can. And I intend to complete the job.
20 of those remaining hostages held by Hamas are still believed to be alive. A man indicted on federal hate crime charges for the deadly May shooting that killed two Israeli embassy staffers outside the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Jeanine Pirro, says she's committed to fighting hate crimes.
Don't even think about targeting people in this district because of who they are or because of where they're from. I promise you, justice will be swift. And it will be certain.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchor's Daily News reports more than a year after Alaska U.S. District Court Judge Joshua Kindred resigned amid a scandal involving sexual advances with a law clerk and a federal prosecutor, the consequences for Alaska's federal courts continue to unfurl. Alaska still doesn't have a judge to fill the spot vacated by Kindred, plus another vacancy that preceded his abrupt departure, leaving just one active full-time federal judge in a state meant to have three. The state's U.S. senators say they've each forwarded to the White House long-awaited list of possible candidates to fill the lifetime appointments. Defense attorneys have challenged numerous cases Kindred presided over on the grounds that the court proceedings were tainted by a hidden web of conflicts of interest. Those cases include high-profile convictions of a police officer prosecuted for fraud and a medical provider accused of causing opioid overdose deaths. At least one of the cases has been ordered to a retrial. Senators Sullivan and Murkowski have both said they have forwarded separate lists of names to the White House for consideration.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Ride into winter with a friend, your Snowway snowplow. Snowway plows are stronger, smarter, the most reliable plow in the industry. Their wireless controls eliminate messy dash installations and provide the ultimate in-cab flexibility. Better yet, Snowway's patented down-pressure hydraulics increase your plowing efficiency by 30%. The drive-in mount system hooks up in seconds, and their structural plow warranty is the best in the business. Stop by Rogers Auto Repair, your Snowway dealer on Dale Road near the airport, or call 479-6665.
Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing. Unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue, take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole.
Auto Trim Design has a variety of CompuStar remote starts available that are compatible with Drone Mobile, giving you the option to start your vehicle from your smart device. Ask about their proximity unlock feature that lets you unlock your vehicle as you walk up to it. No more searching for your keys while you're juggling groceries or school supplies. Auto Trim Design has been installing remote starts for almost 30 years. They're reliable, trustworthy, and stand by their work. As Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt. Shooter's Corner here in the great city of Fairbanks on KFAR Radio. can always listen to us live at KFARradio.com. Just click on that big orange ball. And then also, you can always go back and listen to our show from the beginning at KFARradio.com. Click on Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereed and scroll down, and you'll find our archive there. This show will probably be posted within, I don't know, minutes, maybe, possibly. Yep. Teresa's giving me a north-south. Awesome. All right, so before we left, we were talking about the VNSH. We're just calling it the Vanish. Little laser target. You could, it's pretty cool. You can magnetically mount it. It has a little tripod mount on the bottom as well, so you can mount it on a tripod. You can stick it on a shelf. It's USB rechargeable. And as we found out earlier, it wasn't just a SIG kind of uncommanded discharge with our target, but Cindy was actually videotaping the stupid thing with her iPhone.
Yes.
And the LiDAR in the iPhone was causing it to go off, which was like actually pretty cool.
So you have to look on our Facebook page. I'll have Chuck post the video.
Yeah, on C4, our C4 LLC,
but you know
C4
what,
training
Chuck?
Facebook page.
It's five more months till Christmas. This is a great Christmas gift.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not like...
We're not selling the thing, but I'm just saying it's a fun toy. And then you get tired of it, it's only $50. Go put it in a corner. Go hide.
It's a horrible, horrible sponsor. No.
Buy another one.
That's why Cindy's on a radio show not selling stuff. Aaron, you get tired of it. Just kick it off.
Just like the kids with toys. They play with it.
I'm glad you finished it up with toys. Just like the kids.
Yeah, throw them away.
Tired of you.
You spend $100 on a toy and then they turn around. I'm done.
No, you spend $100 on a toy and they go play in the box it came in.
That's true.
You know? It's like dogs or golden doodles. You can go buy them a stupid toy over at, what is that, pet supply place over there behind
Costco.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Or Costco. They would rather run around with a sock or a washcloth and play tug of war with that. Like, it's insane. Okay.
All right.
Back to Shooter's Corner. Okay. What was the other thing that they had on there as well, though? They had like a little stand and you put your iPhone in it or something like that?
So, yeah, this is the whole system, actually, that it's intended for. So
yeah, laser strike.
The Vanish laser strike system. So, essentially, it comes with some sort of thing that you put in the weapon. So, it looks like it's a barrel plug, or it's at least sitting where the round would be, but that's actually the laser system itself. And then it comes with a tripod, and I think as I'm reading this, I think I figured out why it was getting set off. It has to be at minimum 5 yards away, so I think the LiDAR from the phone is too strong within, what was that, a yard?
The phone itself has to be 5 yards away from the target or whatever.
Yes, yeah, so it's not picking up the system isn't picking up random stuff as well. But it looks like with the app, because it recommends you use their app, that it would kind of work the same as some of the other systems out there where it has the camera, you're shooting at it, you can do whatever. So not only do you have the steel target, but you can also do it on an IPSC or even a wall. You just Sharpie a dot on it. That's what it seems like. I'd have to download the app to actually look into it. But, yeah, it's talking about calibration shots, you're ready to roll, use multiple different targets. Yeah, anywhere from 5 yards, which actually is insane that it goes up to 100 yards to pick up some of this stuff. So it seems really cool. And this one is only $100.
You know, I have a laser system that I actually really like. It's not based on... It doesn't have like a laser system inside it.
Yeah.
Anyways, that goes inside your gun system itself. However, it does accept lasers to include, you can also use, I think there was an IR laser as well. But nonetheless, I like it because it uses like a regular camera. Let's say like a webcam or something like that. It has to be a relatively high def webcam, right? Not like the first gens that ever came out. You hook it to your laptop, you run their software, but you can designate anything as a target.
Really?
Correct. Meaning that if I have like an IPSC target or something like that, or remember those little miniature targets that you made me?
Yeah. Yep.
Right? Matt has this unique ability to create like all kinds of stuff on a 3D printer. But he made like these different scale IPSC targets. But you could literally just draw around those and say, designate that as a target. So now just that is going to be counted as a target. And then you can make A, B, C, or D zones on
that's
that
cool.
Within that software program. And I thought, like, I think that is actually better than this. Yep. I'm just saying. Once again, I kind of get this from Cindy about being a good sponsor.
I think for ease
of use. I mean, we're just opening up people's horizons and stuff like that on the different training devices that are out there. Your mileage may vary.
Yeah. I think for ease of use, this is a really good starting platform.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think also it is cool. One thing we forgot to mention, too, that their steel target system, it shows how many times you've actually impacted the steel. It has a number count at the bottom.
Yeah, it has a little LED counter on the bottom.
Yeah. I think that, and if you already had a CERT pistol or maybe some of the other laser aiming devices or laser trainers, I think this would just be a really good pair. If it's one, it's again very cheap. $50 is almost as cheap as it comes.
How much is the tripod though? I think that's
so. This is the whole system right here minus the target itself. Just hear steel target sounds everywhere. And
I was taking a video. I just had the video open. Wasn't even recording.
Yeah.
And the LiDAR was
31 times. So this is the tripod, and this also is the actual, so it is really small. I didn't notice it the first time. That is the device right there.
Yeah,
so I
should have brought that in.
Yeah, it is a full round, or a little smaller than it, but yeah, that's $100. So for $150, you have a full dry fire package. And then again, like it says, I don't know if the app costs anything. I really hate when companies do that, when they say buy our, you know, product, anything over $20,
and then it says in app purchases.
Yep. Yeah. Like immediately you lost me. So I can't attest to that. I'll have to look at it later and I will bring it back to you guys next week. But for all things considered, especially an easy gift for someone maybe, or if you wanted to use this for instruction, let's say, you know, the Army, when they get rid of the P320 or the M17, they switch over to the Beretta M9 or whatever platform, or any firearms group, this could be a really easy trainer to, again, really easy to set up. You're not having to use a phone. Everyone could have a CERT pistol or their pistol. You bring out the certain caliber round, and then you just set up a bunch of the targets, and it's like, here's your trigger squeeze. This is why you're missing. I could see that. Ease of use. But when you want to start getting into the nitty gritty and you actually are really spending a lot of money on rounds to maybe become master certified or anything with USPSA, or you just want to be a lot better, you have to spend a lot of money on the dry fire stuff too. So I think this is a really good beginner or a really good gift, but it's definitely not the end all be all for dry fire targeting systems.
Agreed. I would say that if you're trying to get into that master, grandmaster level, like the virtual reality stuff now is like,
holy cow, it's so spot on. Yeah, it's so expensive. And that's really expensive
too.
That's
the expensive stuff.
But I mean, you can get legitimate endless use out of that. And I think the whole system with the VR, their trainer pistol, which you can actually just 3D print those yourself as well. And then the one thing that does suck is the program costs a ton of money too. I think it's a yearly subscription of like $100 or $200, but all things.
But if you think about the amount of ammo that you save,
it's absolutely incredible.
Like a good friend, Christopher Bean, who's with Active Self Protection, he uses that system. Mm-hmm. And what's neat is you can compete with other people that are subscribers as well.
Yeah.
And so like, you know, compare scores or try to beat somebody else's score, or those kind of things. And I think there's another guy here in town who's working on his USPSA, like higher levels and stuff, Sydney Pace. He endorses it as well. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'd have to reach out to Sydney or something like that, see if he wants to come on the show one time and talk about that system. That'd be super cool too.
I mean, and
that would be.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that you could really get cost wise that comes close to this is an airsoft gun. That's really all you can do, where you're actually getting, you know, blowback, a trigger squeeze, all that sort of stuff. But if someone was to make a system like how
But there is one. There's a cool fire trainer.
Yes. I'm thinking
Rob had one of those, and he let me borrow it. It's good for like about the first 10 rounds.
Yeah.
And then it has to be recharged.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was actually really cool. That's the reason why it's called cool fire. But no, it cycled everything just like it's supposed to, but yeah, it's only good for about 10 rounds and then you have to recharge. So, but I thought it was interesting and useful.
There's so many different ways to spend money on how to spend money to get better. But it's really on you guys we're here to recommend things.
But you know what? This is just like golf though. Everybody has like a product that'll make you better, mm-hmm. but unless you go and put time in and get those reps in, you're not going to get better.
Yep.
You know, it's like golfing. They'll come up with some like new, like weird system and be able to sell that to freaking everybody in Florida.
Yeah.
And they still suck because they say it's their clubs. No, you suck because you haven't gone out and got reps.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
You're not getting reps, and you're not going to courses. You're not getting
You're not
going to
be the club champ you know.
But I think also going out and getting personal training too, you know, different instructors, you'll find one. Oh, I know. Look at you.
No, that's an excellent segue. That's a great plug, man. I mean, because that's the facts, right?
It is the facts.
Yeah.
You can't be the best at everything. You can't self-teach your way into. I mean, some people do a grandmaster slot, but I mean, at the end of the day, you need training. You need the equipment and everything. Not everything needs to be super expensive. You need to know how to use it, but you do need to know how to use it.
But you know what? Even those guys went to like Tim Huron and, yep. and other people mm-hmm. and learned how to do those things first and then just continued to work on them.
Same thing. Like if you wanted best, to get really good at shotgun.
Do the basics better.
Yep. Yes.
That's reality. Shotgun class on August 9th.
The best, do the basics better. And that's what we teach. Basics.
The basics.
Not a whole bunch of frivolous stuff. We're not like over-gassing things. Yep. We're just telling you like, hey, here's how you can do this. And then it's up to you to do the rest.
Fundamentals.
The fundamentals. Yeah. All right. We got to go into our last break. We've had great discussion so far. When we come back, we're going to continue on this conversation. We're going to talk about a couple of things that are like near and dear to me, I think, because I love science. We're going to talk about Coriolis effect. And yeah, that'll be fun. We'll be right back here at Shooter's Corner, 97.5, 660 AM.
Discovering things out on the road is just one of the joys of RVing. Unless you've discovered a problem with a propane appliance or electrical issue, take it to Price RV to keep your RV road ready. Price RV maintains your propane heater or stove, inspects and repairs wiring or electrical issues, fixes broken water lines, leaks, and vent problems. Before you get on the road, get over to Price RV. Call 907-651-6626, end of Plaque Road on Marble Court in North Pole. Enter Frontier Outfitters Summer of Guns Giveaway 2025. It's your opportunity to win one of 10 guns June 12th through August 7th. Enter once each day. Get the details at the store and find out the makes and models of all the guns being given away. Enter today at Frontier Outfitters. 10 guns, 10 drawings, 10 chances to win. It's Summer of Guns Giveaway 2025. Visit Frontier Outfitters for all the details. Enter to win at your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 76. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 54. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Overcast skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, listeners. You're here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt, and we're having a great time here at Shooter's Corner. We've talked about some equipment that maybe you can like throw in, what do they call that? A Christmas sock. A stocking.
Yeah. A stocking. Oh, God. I don't
have a brain fart or
you
what?
You know, I don't want Christmas gifts. I love finding little trinkets inside a Christmas stocking. I love my Christmas stocking.
You heard it here, folks. Don't spend a lot of money for Cindy this Christmas. Just stocking stuff.
Well, you can.
That's more for me. That's not for the folks out there. But I get it. But this would fit in a stocking.
It would
this
fit
little
in a stocking.
Steel target thing.
Pearls fit really nice in a stocking.
That's funny. All right.
The diamonds do.
Hey, so we're going to talk about a couple things here. Some of the science that we're going to actually be teaching in our long-range rifle class is, I kind of had my brain fart at the beginning there, the Coriolis effect, when you're talking long-range, like greater than 1,000 yards.
Yep.
And then also aerodynamic jump.
Aerodynamic
jump. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's like, what? All right. Hey, but one of the things we're going to base these off of, and you can always use this as a reference as well, is Training Circular 3-22.10, which covers sniper training for the U.S. Army. Got it? Okay. One of the things I'd like to discuss real quick, though, is kind of like the rules for firearm safety. It was interesting because I was reading this training circular, and they were talking about literally the four firearm safety rules. And they are literally the same four, basically the same four firearm safety rules that C4 Training Group uses, which is the same that the Alaska State Troopers uses or DPS uses, right?
Yes.
And the same ones that essentially Thunder Ranch uses. It's kind of funny how everybody kind of like stays around that same genre, if you will. I know that like active self-protection would say, always let the muzzle cover something of least consequence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I kind of subscribe to that thought. Like, is the firearm always pointed in a safe direction? No, not necessarily always in a safe direction, but at least it could be pointed in a direction of least consequence.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. So the four firearm safety rules that they actually have in this training circular is rule one, treat every weapon as if it's loaded. So all firearms are loaded, right? Any weapon handled by the sniper must be treated as if it's loaded and prepared to fire. Whether or not a weapon is loaded should not affect how a sniper handles the weapon. Snipers must take the appropriate actions to ensure the proper weapon status is applied during operations, whether in combat or in training. Had a guy in our last ACHP class who flagged himself, right? The gun was unloaded. I got it. And he flags himself, and I was like, whoa, don't do that again. Because he was, like, press-checking the gun with the muzzle in his freaking palm or something.
Ooh.
Like, I was like, He was like, I know it's not an excuse, but I just want to let you know I know the status of my gun. That doesn't fly with me. Period.
But
how about you just don't let the muzzle cover anything you're not willing to destroy, yeah. right?
But, you know, one of our guests or one of our students in the classroom, when you went to hand me the .44 in the case back to me, and he said, did you check to see if that was unloaded? And I said, well, I know it's. He said, no, you always want to make sure, no matter who hands you a gun in a case or whoever hands you anything, you make sure that gun's always unloaded. You double check.
Well, I would say in this particular case, I was handing, yeah, the case. I would say that I was handing it back to you. The case was closed and we asked you to put it inside a tote.
I know.
Difference. Okay. Never point the weapon at anything you do not intend to shoot. Yeah, fair enough. Snipers must be aware of the orientation of the weapon's muzzle and what its path of the projectile if the weapon fires. Snipers must ensure the path between the muzzle and the target is clear of friendly forces, non-combatants, or anything the sniper does not want to shoot. When the sniper cannot ensure a clear path, they must minimize the amount of time the muzzle is oriented towards people or objects they do not intend to shoot while simultaneously applying the other three rules of firearm safety. True. Tell students all the time, you're responsible for every round that leaves the barrel of your gun.
Yep. There's a part in there, too, that talks about snipers must be aware of the orientation of their weapon's muzzle and what is in the path of the projectile if the weapon fires. That's not just for an incident of... if I fire and a vehicle crosses my line of sight or, you know, what I'm intending on shooting, that's one, it's not only for just snipers, it's for everything. But two, not only am I worried about harming people that I don't intend to, but also the trajectory of the round itself. If I know in this path, I can see my target, it's good, but I'm not taking into account how the round is moving through the air. I might hit something high. I might be, you know, in a building.
Right.
I'm aiming, you know, one way, but I'm on a 20 MOA thing and my I'm dialed down. There's a lot of things. So that's for every weapon. You need to understand what's there. It's going to cause point of aim and point of impact shift.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Oh, and it's not like shooting across a busy highway. You're not playing Frogger with your projectile.
Yep.
Well, I'm hoping nobody's doing that, but yes, go ahead.
Keep fingers straight and off the trigger until ready to fire. Man, I cannot tell you how many times we overemphasize this. Your trigger finger is your primary safety.
Yep.
And so now it's validated by even what the training circular says. Snipers must not place their finger on the trigger unless they intend to fire the weapon. Or maybe in case of the MK-22, touch the bolt handle.
Don't touch the weapon at all.
The sniper is the most important safety feature on any weapon. Just like you are, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening world, you are your safety. Period. The sniper is the most important safety feature on any weapon. You, the armed citizen, are the most important safety feature on any weapon. Mechanical safety devices are not available on all types of weapons. Even when mechanical safeties are present, snipers must not rely solely on them for safe operation, knowing that mechanical measures may fail.
Yep. You look at the Mark 22, attempt to fire, trigger's pulled, nothing happens, they touch a bolt, it goes off. One of the things that we always implement is if I'm either... I just finished firing a round, or I'm about to fire my first round, your bolt is locked to the rear, and your fingers off the trigger until you're ready to engage. That way, one, you're letting that barrel remain as cool as possible, but two, I don't have the worry of an AR pattern weapon, which is my bolt catch failing, my bolt going forward, chambering around on its own. A bolt gun's not going to do that. You do have to put some force to feed that in. So it's an additional safety measure on top of everything else built into these things.
Whenever possible, snipers should move the weapon to mechanical safe when the target is not present, as long as it doesn't compromise your position.
Yes.
If the weapon does not have a traditional mechanical safe, the trigger finger acts as the primary safety. That is the case with even your Glock pistols, mm-hmm. or pistols that don't have safeties. And then even if they do have a safety, you understand that it is a mechanical device. Mechanical devices can fail. So therefore, your trigger finger is your primary safety, period. And I like the fact that they said that the sniper or the shooter, we can just add that word.
Yeah.
In. We'll just say that the shooter, the armed citizen, is the safety of that gun. I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. You have to have that mindset, I think, developed to be a responsible armed citizen.
Yeah. If you're going to go purchase a firearm or you get one as a gift, you have to have the wherewithal to understand what you're holding. It isn't, you know, guns aren't toys. Guns aren't things to play around with. While they can be played with in to a certain manner, depending on how you view things, like, you have to be responsible enough to understand what you're doing with it. There's all the time, you know, you leave a firearm out, you might not even be intending on picking it up, but your kid does.
Yeah.
I think it was Texas a few years ago, someone's son, like 5 years old, picked up his dad's gun and pointed at him and shot him, killed him. Mm-hmm. Now you're fatherless because you decided to leave your gun open, and that kid doesn't know any better. You can't blame the child for your mistake. So you have to be responsible enough to know where that is at all times, what it's pointing at, its condition status, all of that. But you, as an adult or as a human being, if you are going to have that firearm, you need to be reasonable and responsible at all times with it.
Yeah. And we're not trying to get down to the dumps on this thing.
No, absolutely
not. I think
not.
This is stuff that, this is topics that people need to talk about every once in a while.
Yeah, because it's a serious thing.
It is a serious thing. Guns are tools. And there's no reset button on
it. Yep.
Like, it's not Call of Duty. You don't get like, oh, I get revived in the next segment. Nope, not happening. And then rule number four, ensure positive identification of the target and its surroundings. The disciplined sniper can positively identify the target and knows what is in front of and what is beyond it. The sniper is responsible for all bullets fired from their weapon, including the projectile's final destination, meaning even if it has over-penetration. Application of this rule minimizes the possibility of fratricide, collateral damage, or damage to infrastructure or equipment. Applying this rule also prepares a sniper for any follow-on shots that may be required. Yeah. Responsible for everything. Even if it's a use of force as an armed citizen, you're responsible for every bullet or projectile that leaves a barrel of your gun. And then also, you're responsible for any damage that it may cause as well. Unintended consequences, I guess. Not uncommanded discharges, but unintended
consequences. That one you can't really control. But I think a big key takeaway is understanding that sometimes you don't have to engage. There are plenty of times where you're sitting down, you're ready to take a shot, and you can't because there's too many variables that you aren't willing to take. You are a civilian. You are a informed citizen, you're prepared, but at the end of the day, there's no hierarchy that will, you know, put you in the brig if you don't pull the trigger. It's up to you to understand, like, am I going to do the right thing or am I going to do the wrong thing attempting to do the right thing? And that's on you to make, but you don't have anyone telling you otherwise.
We're not going to be able to get to it this week.
No, I think the Vanish really took up a lot of time. In a good way, yeah. Like, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we discovered some stuff. Yeah.
We did.
But like tactical Howard
Stern. This is like a Socratic radio show.
It was like Christmas morning for Chuck.
You too.
Rob sent him that toy.
Yeah. So shout out to Rob for sharing that with us. Okay, so next week, I definitely want to get into the Coriolis effect and aerodynamic jump because I think that long-range shooters definitely need to understand the science behind what their projectile is going to be doing.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, all right, listeners, we're almost done here, I guess. I hear music coming on. Teresa's like looking at me like, pressure buttons, going crazy over there. Okay. Anyways, have a great weekend. I know we got some rain coming in. And that's good. for our lawns and maybe knocks that forest fires down. I don't know if we got any more going on, but I appreciate everybody out there in the listening world. Come back to us next Thursday. We're going to talk about Coriolis effect and aerodynamic jump. And if you're bored, Google it.
YouTube.
Interesting.
Chuck, Cindy, Matt, really appreciate you guys. Matt and Cindy, I really appreciate you guys being on the show with me today and helping me out. And we'll be back next week here at Shooter's Corner.
You've been listening to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log on to KFARradio.com and click on the archive page. And thanks for
news and conversation. KFAR 660 AM Fairbanks, K248DK 97.